You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Poor air quality in Detroit is killing people. It's putting people in the hospital. It's keeping them out of work or school. And that's not opinion. That's fact with data to back it up. Today brings a new action plan to improve air quality in Detroit and, in doing so, improve people's health. A number of community and environmental justice groups are joining together with the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and they've been working hard to create a public health action plan that's being unveiled today. With us now is Guy Williams, president and CEO of Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice. And from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, Amy Schultz. Guy, when we use terms like poor air quality and getting people sick, exactly what are we really talking about?
Well, in the area that we're most concerned with and where we're holding our press conference, it has some of the highest cancer rates in the city. All across Detroit, we have the highest asthma hospitalization rates in the state.
Are we looking at, for example, more people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and more bronchitis and all of those kinds of problems?
Yes, the majority of the problems are problems related to the respiratory system, as you've just mentioned, and also sometimes less talked about are cardiovascular problems. So it can result in higher risk of a heart attack or what they call a cardiovascular event, as well as increases in blood pressure. And the majority of the mortality associated with a particulate matter or air pollution, as Guy just mentioned, in the city of Detroit is because of those two causes, cardiovascular and pulmonary symptoms. We're talking about 700 deaths per year that are attributable to air pollution for those causes.
When I think of just the stories that we've explored from Detroit here on Stateside, from the pet coke blowing into people's homes when there were piles of it being stored on the river, and factory emissions and the truck engines idling by the bridge, what other examples of poor air quality are we seeing causes?
No, you've named a number of the major ones. One of the other important causes of air pollution in Detroit has to do with major freeways. We know that heavily trafficked roadways are major sources of, in particular, diesel pollutant from diesel engines. And there's a good body of evidence that shows that people who live within about 150 meters, which is about 500 feet of those heavily trafficked roadways, and we're talking about roads where there are more than 10,000 vehicles per 24-hour period going up and down those roadways, people who live within that range of those roadways have increased risk of mortality as well as poor birth outcomes, asthma, and a number of other health effects that are experienced because of that excess exposure within those areas.
Guy, what about the Detroit incinerator?
I'm glad this isn't TV because I'd be scowling. The incinerator is also a significant contributor, and you're really giving me an opening. I want to speak a little bit about environmental law and how we feel the current laws are not protective enough because of something where each facility or factory or business gets its own permit. You might think of it as like a speed limit for how much pollution you can throw out on a daily basis or an annual basis.
We get that, okay.
Right? And so the standards that are used to create those permit limits, it's an estimate to begin with, and it stands alone. So what we need to have a stronger rubric is laws that allow the overlapping emissions from different facilities that are in proximity or that are close together. So where you have something like our incinerator, which burns most all of our municipal trash, gets burned there right in the center of the city.
Yes.
As a crow flies.
Surrounded
not more than
neighbors.
2 miles away,
yeah,
from Zug Island, where you have the steel mill, you have the coke ovens and so forth, and just a little bit further away from there is Marathon Oil, for example. And not to mention the Ford factories, the paint factory, the manufacturing facility, and so forth. So all of these facilities have their own individual limits. What we'll be calling on our state legislators to really get more serious about is how to have a holistic view of these clean air standards or how we define clean air.
We're talking with Amy Schultz of the University of Michigan School of Public Health and Guy Williams, president and CEO of Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice, coming together to create a new public health action plan that's being unveiled today. So let's talk about this action plan. The goal is clear. Let's clean up the air and keep people healthy. How?
Well, there are many solutions that are possible. One train of thought I just mentioned is through changing our rules and making a new normal and more stringent standards. Other opportunities come in more in the physical environment, like planting buffers. Other options come from our system of enforcement. For example, Detroit has an excellent set of rules in place around not idling. The challenge is actually applying the enforcement. So we have some specific suggestions about how that could maybe become more efficient and more impactful.
So there's ideas like retrofitting diesel engines or improving controls on point sources of pollution like industrial smokestacks. But in the plan, does it spell out who will make that happen and how?
Yes, the plan has a number of suggestions, and they cross multiple levels. So there are suggestions for things that individual residents or community-based organizations or schools could do, for example, to plant buffers between a school and a heavily trafficked roadway that the school is sited on, and that would reduce the amount of pollution that's actually getting to the children who are in that school. We also have a number of suggestions that cross-cut layers of government, so things that the municipal government could do, things that could be undertaken by the state government that would help to improve air quality in the city and other places across the state, as well as recommendations for federal action. So we really tried to have a set of recommendations that anyone could tackle and that where everybody could find a place for themselves to make a contribution to creating cleaner air and improving the health of Detroit residents.
Guy, how do you fight industry who undoubtedly is not going to embrace this with open arms?
Well, Cynthia, I'm really glad you asked that question. One of the things that's new in their current research is being able to put a dollar figure on how much time is lost due to illness and so forth. And so we now know that directly attributed to this air pollution, we're losing more than $6.9 billion, that's billion with a B, in productivity every year in our region.
So that talks to executives.
Yes. So I think one of the challenges as a person who's been looking at environmental policy over the years is there's typically a political pushback about cost and talk that environmental protection is too expensive. And what on my side of the argument you would say, we want you to look at what we're already spending.
What it's costing you
it's
to not
act. It's
costing
us already and what we're losing as an economy due to these things. We're now more able to quantify that side of the argument. So I'm hopeful that we can have more progressive conversations this year.
What would be the governmental bodies needed that to kind of add muscle, if you will, to make these recommendations happen?
One of the key things right now is the Environmental Protection Agency, which is charged with enforcing the Clean Air Act, which was initially passed in the 60s. And a recent study demonstrated that the Clean Air Act avoided more than 160,000 premature deaths, 130,000 heart attacks in a single year in 2010. And one of the things that we're concerned about right now are some of the potential budget cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. It is a key piece of our ability to monitor air pollution in urban areas as well as nationally and to keep tabs on what is actually happening in terms of people's exposure to air pollution and the public health effects of that. We know that it has been very effective in reducing deaths as well as reducing lost school days, lost work days since the time that it has been implemented. And I think one of our key recommendations is that we need to pay attention to what's happening at the federal level and to maintain the funding that helps to keep that Environmental Protection Agency effective in doing their work. We also are very concerned.
I will just jump in and say, do you have a plan B in case the Trump administration gets its way and does cut that spending?
Thankfully, we do have actually a very unique situation here in Michigan and a wonderfully positioned opportunity. Governor Snyder has recently established an environmental justice work group. I'm a member of it. There's roughly 20 other members from around the state. We met for the first time last week. That group was inspired by a lot of the work and investigations around Flint and what happened there, of course. And so although we're talking about air quality today, we're also talking about the disproportionate impact of these pollutants on people of color and low-income people. and how there's environmental injustices occurring in Detroit and the downriver areas as well. So one of the charges to this group is to come up with some new ideas on how the state can be more effective in avoiding and getting ahead of these situations in the future. So I feel, given the makeup of the folks around the table there, and the attention that we now have of the governor and others who will be watching what we come up with, that we have a great platform for layering on some of these innovative solutions that in the past may have gotten kind of entrenched in old dialogue. We now have a new fresh slate to work from, a new opportunity. So I'm hopeful for that.
The new Public Health Action Plan being unveiled today, as we've been talking with Guy Williams, President and CEO of Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice, and from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, Amy Schultz, the goal to improve air quality in Detroit. And we have put a link to the plan so you can get lots of good ideas. Just go to the stateside link at michiganradio.org. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.